The Sovereignty of Grace. For in grace, through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand, that we should be walking in them. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, volume 85, Donald Fielding provides this powerful observation. Salvation, justification, and glorification are all gifts from God, that his beloved Son be first born among many brethren. Romans 8, verses 28 through 30. These same gifts cannot be gained or forfeited through any subsequent disobedience or failure. Indeed, any further act of sin would simply call forth greater increases in the provision of grace. Romans 6, 1. Such love confirms the sovereignty of grace. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Neither death, nor life, nor messengers, nor sovereignties, nor the present, nor what is impending, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 5, verse 5 and 8:38-39.